Romans chapter 14, verse 15. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Verse 19 says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Now turn over, if you would please, to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I've got a quick little devotional type deal tonight, and then we've got it. The members need to meet for a few minutes. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3. I want to talk just a minute about the unity of the Spirit. The unity of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Well, I looked that word endeavoring up, and it means to make an effort or to be diligent. To make an effort or to be diligent. So when we say that we're going to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, that means we've got to make an effort to do exactly that. I want to say, number one, Christians should strive for unity in faith and opinion. That should be our goal as Christians. It certainly should be our goal as a church. It certainly should be our goal as members of Calvary Baptist Church to strive for unity in faith and opinion. And I want to say that lowliness of mind will advance this cause. In other words, you've got to humble. The old black preacher says you're going to have to humble down. You got to humble yourself. You got to put others ahead of yourself. You got to be humble. And then I want to say the opposite of that is pride and self-love and impatience, and that makes people quarrel, and even it causes people to fall out over differing of opinions. So we need to be careful about pride. We need to be careful about impatience. We need to be careful about our temper. You got to control yourself. That's not always easy, especially if you're like me. I don't always sleep so good, and sometimes I'm just grouchy anyhow. But we need to control ourselves, don't we? And then you remember this. Satan is constantly trying to stir up strife in the church. Satan is always trying to stir up strife in the church. So, number one, Christians should strive for unity in the faith and opinion. Number two, I want to tell you a little bit about how to keep unity. I wouldn't call it, since I've labeled this two, I guess we'd call this A. 2A would be prayer. You need to pray. You need to pray for each other. You need to pray for yourself. You need to pray for every member of the church. And those who attend here, you need to pray for. You need self-abasement. In other words, you need to look at yourself and say, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe there's another way of looking at this. You may have been wrong in the past, and you may be wrong now, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You need some self-abasement. And then you need some patience. It's true, we're not always going to agree on things, but we need to have patience with each other. Just like I said Sunday, there's some things I believe now that I didn't used to believe. There's some things I used to hold to with a tenacity, like dogmatic about it, that I don't hold to quite so strongly nowadays. Things have I've learned that some of these issues that I thought were just fist fighting stuff, I've learned they're really not all that much. And that comes with wisdom and age and being filled with the Holy Ghost and finding out more about God and realizing that people aren't perfect. And God sometimes puts you in some spots where you learn you're really not that great after all. So sometimes we need patience with people, don't we? And it's not enough for us to think about peace. We have to endeavor to maintain it. In other words, we can't just think, well, that's what we want, peace, you know. That's what they used to say back when Craig was a kid. Peace, brother. Peace. That didn't mean nothing. They did it. Peace. That's what they did between light and joints. Peace. I'm just joking, all right? Y'all lighten up. It's not enough to just think about it. We have to endeavor, don't we? We have to strive for it. A peaceable disposition is an excellent means of unity. I recommend a tape. It was a tape when I was in. Found it. It's a CD now, or you can get it on an MP3. It's by a man by the name of William McDonald. If you can listen to it somehow, I recommend you do it. The name of the sermon, I think, is Brokenness. But it's a life-changing sermon. If I could say top five, it's in my top five. William McDonald on the theme of brokenness. Well, Christians need to be broken. Broken. And what I learned, one of the things that he said that stuck with me, he said, you might be dead right on an issue, but your behavior, your attitude might be dead wrong. You hear me? You might be dead right on an issue, but you might be dead wrong in your behavior. So we need to be careful about that, how we carry ourselves. So I want to give you just four or five things here to help you get and maintain peace. Number one, we need to take heed of giving offense. We need to be careful that we don't offend people. It's easy to offend people. We don't want to purposely do that. If you find any pleasure in that, then there's something else wrong going on in your heart. We don't want to purposely offend people. Then, secondly, we want to avoid taking offense. We want to. I guess what the old timers say is you need to have a little more thick skin. You don't want to be walking around just looking for something to find fault with. If you have the internet, I posted on our website an article I wrote several years ago, Are You a Critic? And if you can look at that, it'll help you, I think, in these regards, because there's some people in the religious world, and all they do is just see what they can find wrong with people, or find wrong with a church, or find wrong with a preacher, or find wrong with whatever. And that's not good either. That's not healthy. That's bad. That's not spirituality. That's infantile. All right. So be careful. We're supposed to be adults, right? We're supposed to be Christian adults. We don't want to be so thin skinned. We get you a hide like a rhino. All right, get your rhino. I can tell you, as your pastor, I've got a pretty good rhino hide. I can take it. So I say that, and then one of you really hurt me bad, but I hope you don't. I've been hurt. I've been kicked around enough that I have come to expect anything. So I've got a pretty tough hide. Then I want to say guard against beginning any contention. In other words, be careful about, be on your guard that you wouldn't say or do something that would cause an argument or a strife in the church. Just need to be careful about that. And it's like I told a guy at work, though, let me say this, because I think that needs balance. There was a guy at work, and he was real touchy. Real touchy. Another, he was 50-some years old, but he was a big baby. And after about 4 or 5 months of his nonsense, I looked at him and I said, I want you to know I'm not walking on eggshells for you or anybody. What I'm trying to say is I don't want y'all walking around like you're on eggshells. That's not healthy either. Okay? You ought to be able to enjoy yourself and be a Christian without worrying about silliness. Okay? So, but we do need to guard about beginning any strife or contention. And then you need to keep your hearts pure. And the way you do that is by prayer and Bible reading, coming to church, hearing the Word of God preached, staying in the Word of God, staying close to God. You need to keep your hearts pure, right? Keep your hearts clean. And that'll help. That'll help in church relations with folks. If you have your hearts clean, you'll be, even if something's done, if your heart's pure, you'll be ready to forgive. You'll be ready to make up. It'll help, won't it, if you have your hearts pure. But if you're backslid and sideways on God anyway, you know, it's Fist City, buddy. Right? So, and then the last thing I want to say, turn to Acts chapter 15. And I guess this is probably I've tried to be positive here, but there is some negative about this, and here it is. Acts chapter 15, verse 35. The Bible says in Acts chapter 15, verse 35, that Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark, but Paul thought it not good to take him with them, who departed from them in Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. So here we are. We got two great men, Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas wants to take John Mark. Paul says, nope. Last time we said we was going, he bailed out on us. He ain't going with us. Two great Christian people. Said, nope. Barnabas said, I'm taking him. Paul said, you'll be going by yourself. I'm not going. Well, the Bible says here in verse 39, and the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. So here is two great Christian men who said, we're going to part ways here. I say that to say this. Sometimes divisions happen among good Christians. It happens. Sometimes divisions happen. And here's proof of it, is it not? I don't think I could make it any plainer than that tonight. So we're endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, and I think that ought to be all of our goal. Amen.